I don't think that that's a question anymore. I think that they're in there now, and you have to support them as best you can. You know, whether the rules should have allowed that, that's a whole different ball game. But, you know, the boys are in there now, so you have to do the best.
But isn't that just giving up? Chance. Isn't that sort of saying, oh, well, if you take drugs, well, slap on the wrist and then come back?
Well, to be honest, I hope that the BOA are going to continue with the fight and go to WADA, the governing body on the drugs and stuff, and say, perhaps we need to change what your focus is. Because I don't believe, and this is purely personal, but I don't believe that the WADA, the people in charge, are fit for purpose. I believe that whatever their directives are not right, and that they should be changed to be able to give the right kind of penalties for very severe infractions.
Because they're supposed to be the world anti-doping agency, but they were the ones trying to get the dopers back into the sport, or back into the Olympics.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it all has to be looked at. I think that, you know, when they were first given a brief, I think that the world has changed a little bit. And also, I don't think that it was completely thought through. And I just think that from WADA's point of view, they thought that they needed to find a consensus amongst countries as to the length of ban and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, all the countries involved in serial doping wanted as short as ban as possible. So they were quite happy to say, oh yeah, 2 years is fantastic. So I just think that the WADA just needs to reassess or be reassessed into what really should be happening, because WADA don't have sport at its heart. It's just trying to find a consensus amongst a group of cheating nations. Mm. So I think that you know, what they've got to do is work more for sport.
And how tough is it knowing that someone might be cheating, lining up next to them on the track?
Well, I think that it's not difficult, because what you have to do is you have to forget about all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, it spoils your day, it spoils all your training, and you know, and gets in the way of you performing really well. And so obviously you try not to think about it, and you just get on and do your thing. And if you perform well enough, then you'll make it. But on the other side of that, that inaction and you not thinking about it makes it easier for the drug cheats to prosper. So it's a really strange thing, that, which is why I feel that people like me and people that have retired have the time to stand up and say, you know what, this isn't right. So-and-so shouldn't be allowed to do this. WADA should be a lot tougher on this. Countries should, you know, want to have higher standards instead of minimum standards. The great thing about what the BOA are doing is that they're actually saying, you know what, we want tougher standards than this. Why should we have to take our standards down because nobody else wants to? You know, so yeah, I think that obviously athletes that are competing today, they've got more better things on their minds than to be worrying about the drugs and all that, and we should be looking after that. And to be honest, we've failed, or WADA have failed anyway.